Constantine and Christianity. Diocletian and his co-emperor retired in AD 305. A struggle for power followed. For 7 years, generals fought one another for power until one, Constantine, became the winner. As you read earlier, Constantine reported that the Christian God had helped his army win the battle for control of Rome. The victory at the bridge over the Tiber made Constantine sole ruler of the Roman Empire in the west. In the east, rule of the Roman Empire was shared by Licinius and Maximinus. In 313, Licinius took complete control of the eastern parts of the empire. Freedom of religion. Also in 313, Constantine and Licinius proclaimed freedom of worship for people across the empire. Under Diocletian and others, Christians had been tortured and punished for their beliefs. Now, Rome would no longer persecute the Christians. They were free to practice their religion openly. They could organize churches. Property that had been taken from them was returned. Christianity would soon become the official religion of the Roman Empire. Another Christian victory. In 324, Constantine won several battles against Licinius for control of the eastern half of the Roman Empire. Now Constantine was emperor of both east and west. Although Licinius and Constantine had agreed to tolerate all religions when they began sharing power in 313, Licinius had continued to allow the persecution of Christians in the east. Constantine saw his victory over Licinius as further proof that the Christian God was working through him. Building a faith. During his 25 years as emperor, Constantine worked to strengthen the Christian church. In 325, he stepped in to help solve a religious crisis. The church almost split apart when Eastern and Western church leaders disagreed on certain issues of faith. Constantine led a meeting in Nicaea that brought the two sides together and kept the church whole. Constantine was a leading force behind the construction of important Christian places of worship. He helped plan and pay for the construction of a church in Jerusalem on the spot where Jesus was crucified, buried, and is said to have risen from the dead. The Church of St. Peter in Rome was also built with his help. Constantine also supported the building of churches in the city that would become the empire's new capital. A new capital. In 330, Constantine moved the capital of the Roman Empire east to the city of Byzantium, in what is now Turkey. It was a natural move for the emperor. He had grown up in the east and had lived in the eastern Roman city of Nicomedia at the court of the emperor Diocletian. The move east also made sense for the empire. Rome had not been its political center for some time. Constantine spared no expense in enlarging Byzantium and filling it with riches. When he dedicated the city as the new capital of the empire, he called it New Rome. Soon, however, the capital was known by a different name, Constantinople, the city of Constantine. With the emperor and the empire's capital in Constantinople, the power of the Roman Empire was now firmly in the east. Reading check. What city became the new capital of the Roman Empire?